Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready to start living your best life today? Hey, y'all, I'm Mallory, and welcome to the Living Fully podcast. I'm a wife, mom, and entrepreneur here to encourage you toward a life of joy and fulfillment. My heart of big dreams took me a long way from growing up on a farm in Kentucky, from Miss America and The Amazing Race, all the way to writing a best-selling book and creating two multi-million dollar merchandise lines. Through this crazy journey, I've had a lot of highs and some lows, but I found my true self along the way. So now my hope is to motivate you to find your own version of living fully. Here, we believe you have a choice in your legacy. So let's start living it out today. I'm Mallory, and this is the Living Fully podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Living Fully podcast. I have a special guest with me today. Would you like to introduce yourself, or would you like me to introduce you?
My name's Kyle. I'm Mallory's husband.
I almost said someone I'm related to, but I guess we're not related. We're related by the bond of marriage. So we have done one podcast this season together, and we have not done one since we had the pregnancy announcement, and we've not really done one where we kind of talked about our story of dating and marriage. And so we wanted to do one today where we just kind of like talk about a bunch of different fun things. I personally love listening to people's relationship podcasts. So I thought this would be a fun one to do. So
I love a great love story.
Thank you for your willingness to talk about ours.
I was told I had to be here.
Oh gosh. This morning he thought we were doing a podcast with Sean and Andrew. He's like, so where are we doing it? Sean's house. I was like, no, it's my podcast. It's just you and me. And he was like, oh, I was like, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So first question is, tell us the whole story of dating, from meeting to the ups and downs to the proposal, blah, blah, blah. Would you like to do the date, the how we met story?
So
a lot of people may know this.
Yeah, we've told this before. We met at a little place called Fido. It's a coffee shop here in Nashville. And it's so that was before online dating, I think, before all the apps.
We weren't into it.
I don't think it existed. I was working. Mallory was eating pancakes with syrup. And we just started chatting. I think she sneezed and we struck up a conversation. And here we are, pregnant with a fourth child.
Yes, here we are.
It was very organic. It was something kind of very hallmarky. In
it
a
was
weird
very
way.
Hallmarky.
Wouldn't you say?
Yes. And I'm very thankful that that is the way that we met, because I think a lot of people are embarrassed of their how they met stories, because I'll meet like a couple and be like, how did you guys meet? And they'll be like, oh, online. And I'm like, it's fine. A lot of great couples meet online now. Like, or they'll just be like at a bar, or they'll be like mutual friends or college. They think their story's like boring. And I'm, you know, no story is boring. But I do think that if I could have picked the way that I met my husband, a random coffee shop on a Wednesday morning would have been.
Yeah, that is a sweet meeting, but I think the stigma of meeting online is over, because before apps, people would meet online on like Craigslist.
No, they did not meet on Craigslist.
Craigslist had meetup
sections,
I think.
They did not. That was like a sketchy thing. I don't think that Craigslist has ever had any sort of dating profile option.
Well,
but
I don't think there's a stigma now of we've met online, just because that's the way a lot of people meet.
Yes, I agree with that. So we started dating in 2012 or 2013-ish. Mm-hmm. And then we broke up a couple times in the beginning. And then one of the breakups was right before I went to treatment in 2014. And the re-meeting was actually after I had been in treatment for 6 months. Kyle didn't know where I was. He finally found out. He was so upset about it, trying to contact me. And, like, he couldn't really. And then it kind of, like, let it lie. Then I get out.
And I'm at a random coffee shop on a Wednesday morning with Sean. And lo and behold, who's standing there at the register of a coffee shop he never goes to? Kyle. Isn't that random that we met and then re-met at a coffee shop?
And I went to say hello, and Sean had daggers in her eyes when she saw me, which I have no idea why.
Because, like, it was a really sad breakup. It was a hard time in both of our lives. It was an especially hard time in my life. And so she heard her friend's version of the story.
Which is why I was perplexed. I was like, hey, what's going on? But we, how did we meet? Didn't we go, we talked, and then we called each other, and then went back on a date to kind of fill each other back out again? She still liked me.
It's almost like we had two totally different relationships in a lot of ways, because it's like we were like in a young and wild phase, like a lot of people are. But like then I had a shift in my life of sobriety, and I feel like I was a totally different person. So Kyle, especially, I feel like dated two totally different people, and I'm just glad that he liked both of them. So fast forward to when we finally got engaged after 5 years of dating, ish. It was a long time.
You were holding my feet to the fire.
I was just wondering if you were sure of your decision or if you were going to need a little bit longer to decide, because it had been a long time. And I knew you were sure of your decision. I wasn't for sure what was taking so long.
Well, I feel like guys just want to have everything in order and everything ready, and nothing really will be in order or is in much of order as the guy would want it to be. And I think that's what I was waiting on, because I was still trying to grow my company. I was still figuring out how to run a company. And I was kind of wild. So
in bad ways, but yeah, it happened at the right time, though, even though I was impatient about it. When it finally happened, it was unexpected. And then
it was at Fido, proposed it was at Fido, Fido where we met. All Mal's family was there. And my family, it was a surprise. We've got the video.
Yeah.
The video's on YouTube.
We should link it in the show notes if you guys are watching this on YouTube. And then a year and a couple months later, we got married.
Yep.
Yeah. So a question that was asked was, you know, because we did go through some ups and downs and we broke up, you know, two or three times. Like, what advice do you have to people that are going through that in a relationship currently?
That are breaking up multiple times?
Or that are in the midst of a breakup or?
Oh, man. That's a great question. You know, I guess it's a time to kind of reflect on yourself first and foremost, because the more, I just feel like the more you're good with yourself and, you know, the more kind of bad habits you can get rid of, to where that one person comes along and you know yourself a little better, you can kind of see things, what you like, what you love, what, you know, you have. You're not going to deal with this, that, and the other. I just think you're more ready when you find that special somebody.
Yes.
And you can give that person the best version of yourself as much as you can, or as much as you're able to do. So I'd say just kind of look inward. And obviously there's if somebody crossed a boundary or there's some red flags that somebody did, non-negotiable, that's your own decisions. But
and I'd
say just work on yourself.
I think too, I used to think before I ended up in my final relationship, we think this is our final relationship.
I ain't doing it. No, this is my last one.
That's the thing. It's like when you get married in your 30s, like you're pretty sure like of things. It's like, okay, I've really figured this out. I really know who this person is. I know the kind of life I want to live. Like, you know, I feel really sure of that. I don't know that I would have felt sure of that if I'd gotten married in my 20s. I would have been a little like,
Yeah, I'm very thankful we did get married later. Now, I love and respect people that got married younger, especially that have kids younger.
Yeah.
In your 20s, that's awesome, because when you get in your mid to upper 30s, you're a little more tired.
Pros and cons.
Yeah.
But I think that before we had our story in our relationship, which ended, which is the relationship I know we're both meant to be in, like, I really feel like Kyle was made for me and vice versa. It's just, if it's very right. I never thought of people who broke up and like had the heavy ups and downs in dating as like, oh, that's the relationship that's going to work out. I used to think like if people went back and forth and kind of got back and forth together that like it wasn't right. And now on the other side of it, because that was our story, I kind of think that that is part of a lot of people's stories. And it was a critical part of our story because, like Kyle said, we really had a lot to figure out ourselves, like personally. And you can't do that kind of work when you are still clinging to another person, because sometimes you have to kind of lose all the holds that you're holding on to and kind of have nothing left. So for me personally, it was like that was the final straw. And if you and I had stayed together, I don't know if I would have gone on the journey that I went on that changed and saved my life. So I think that if you are in the midst of a breakup and you really feel like that person is the right person for you, don't count that relationship out, is what I would say as my advice. But I would say, look at yourself, look at that person, look at the things that you can better individually before potentially getting back together. And, you know, if it's written in the stars, it is written in the stars. And it was for us. And I think it can be for other people too.
And I think that's a very attractive trait to when somebody really kind of knows who they are, but can also bend a little and really think, okay, well, maybe I, you know, can be more open to some things, but.
Yes, yeah. I agree with that. Kyle always says when he sees memes or like women on the internet being like, okay, man, you can't handle me. He's like, they don't want to handle you. He's like, men want peace. They do not want some like sassy woman that's like, you can't handle me. I'm all stuck in my ways. And like, this is my way or the highway. He's like, you're right.
Well, you want a little sass. You want a little. You want a little bit to keep things a little less inborn. But yes, some of it's just like, man, you're right. I can't handle you. I want to come home and be at peace. I don't want to battle.
He always says, like, men really want peace. And I think that that's very true. I think that the older you get, the more you value peace and the more you realize peace is, like, the ultimate. Peace and health are the two things that are, you know.
I felt like, though, where I landed on that is because it's we've experienced chaos.
Yes, we have.
And a lot of different forms and some very serious and critical forms. And I just... I feel like you've got to go through a little bit of that to really appreciate peace. And if you would have asked me in my mid-20s, I'd have been like, peace? What?
Like it felt boring in your 20s.
But
it ain't boring.
Peace is good.
Yes. Yes, agreed with that.
You feel safe with peace.
And it's really important before you bring kids into your home that you have peace or as much peace as you can within your relationship and when you're within your home, because like, there are more human bodies coming into your family and you do not know what they're about to bring in. Like,
not peace.
They all have their own personalities and they all have their own ways of being. And it is a lot of times not peaceful. So you got to have your feet on the ground as a couple. Okay. Advice to girls in a season of waiting for the right guy. I think going back to what Kyle said, if you can, it's a self improvement and self-development opportunity that you will never have again in your life, because you're always going to have people that are relying on you, that you're relying on, that you're taking care of. You will never be in a state where you are better equipped to work on yourself, in my opinion, than in a season of waiting for a right guy. So don't take that for granted take advantage of that. And use that time wisely instead of just pining after men and just like wondering why and like dating all the wrong guys and trying to make things work that are just not meant to work. I just think make yourself work. And then by the time you find the right person, it's going to be 10 times better. That is my advice. Okay. Marriage. When and where did y'all get married?
We got married June 3rd. Mm-hmm. Country Music Hall of Fame here in Nashville.
That was our reception.
Oh, right. We got married at Christ the King where we go to church. The reception was at Country Music Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. and it was just
and it was awesome.
The best of the best. Everybody you love is there, and your family's there. Yeah.
It was awesome. And it was a very like Nashville wedding because Kyle and I met in Nashville, and we lived in Nashville, and Nashville had always been, he was born in Nashville and grew up here, and they moved out right outside of Nashville, some of his life growing up. But then I had such a big Nashville tie all growing up. I came to Nashville every week for voice lessons, like even before I moved here. And we wanted a really Nashville-y wedding. So Country Music Hall of Fame, it was like right when they were starting to have weddings, and we rented out like that whole huge top floor. And
a rehearsal dinner was awesome. Amazing. It was right on Broadway.
Yeah, and it was when the Predators had got, the hockey team here, had gotten into like a playoff.
Stanley Cup.
And they had shut down all of Broadway. Like you couldn't drive down the streets. They had all these barricades and everything, and we were really worried about it. And it ended up being like we had a personal, like rented out all of Broadway.
Yeah, there were no cars, no horns, no nothing. Just
it was
beautiful.
Crazy, actually.
And the reception was, bitching, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, the reception was really, really awesome. We had a live band. And it was like all white decor, like beautiful chandeliers
and
white orchid flowers everywhere. And
food was delicious.
It was just really epic and awesome. And then we went on our honeymoon in Lake Como. We did Lake Como and Milan and kind of hopped around. And then 1 month later, we were pregnant with Ford. So we, you know, getting married in your 30s too, it's like if you want to have a lot of kids, you know, you want to get started fairly soon. You never know how long it's going to take. And that's one thing we've been blessed with. It does not take long. And so then we had Ford before our 1 year anniversary. We went on our 1 year anniversary date. We were like eating our 1 year anniversary cake and we had like a 6 week old baby.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Would you do anything different with like marriage or our wedding or like anything?
No, I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more on our wedding date. I loved it at the church. I don't think I would have done different. I wouldn't have chipped my tooth the day of the wedding.
He chipped his tooth the day of the wedding. He had to go to the dentist and get it fixed. I'm surprised you didn't leave it. He used to leave his front tooth chipped all the time. And I was like, Kyle, you are a business professional in meetings with like some people that you don't need to be having a chipped off half front tooth. I was afraid she'd walk up the aisle
and turn right back around if my tooth was chipped
again.
Oh,
Lord. What would I have changed? I was thinking about this like recently because Jade has all these things that she says she would change about her wedding.
I love Jade's wedding.
I know. I love Jade's wedding too. I don't know though, because I would say with wedding dress shopping, I did say yes to the dress and no one prepared me for that show before I went on, and I didn't realize that you only get to try on like a few dresses, so I kind of thought you could try on unlimited and you really only get to try on three on the show, and they kind of push you to pick a dress, and I picked a dress that I liked the best of those three but I didn't like absolutely love, and we bought that dress and I started feeling like uneasy about it because it was like such a different wedding dress shopping experience, and then we re-shopped for wedding dresses, and then it was just kind of like a lot of unnecessary, like, worrying about the dress. And the dress is a big part of a lot of, you know, the girls' experience of the wedding. But I don't know if I would have changed that because it was a really fun experience to do say yes to the dress. But, I mean, gosh, I really don't know. I loved our photographers, loved our videographers, loved the venue and the food, loved the trolley ride from the church. That was so fun. Loved the rehearsal dinner.
You hear people getting stressed planning a wedding, and it is stressful, but
we
having gone through it, yeah, we don't get stressed out about too much, but once you're there, and anybody that's planning a wedding, I know it probably seems like a lot, but a lot of that stuff kind of falls to the wayside when you're in it and you forget about it, and it's just beautiful no matter kind of what you picked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, looking back since the wedding, what was your favorite? What has been your favorite moment of marriage?
Easily having our children. I love traveling with Mal. I love our date nights. I really enjoy our trips together. They're just a few days. We leave the leave the kids, and we're blessed enough to do that. I really cherish those moments with me and my wife. But yeah, the kids, I really, we're in a season now where Mal and I will get up early and we'll make all the kids, we're the first ones up always. We make all the kids breakfast. It's just kind of her and I in the kitchen scurrying around. Sometimes we knock it out, we're on time, and sometimes it's just a
scramble,
panic. But I really, those mornings are special to me because I know they are fleeting. So I really like the season we're in now.
Yeah.
I'd say those. That's my answers.
Yeah, I like the season we're in now. I love the 3 days at the hospital after we have a baby.
Yeah.
Those are some of my favorite moments of marriage. There is nothing, and it's so sad that we only get one more opportunity to do that, but it's like, I'm really excited that we get one more opportunity to do that. It's just so special because we never find out what we're having. So you're here with this brand new baby. You didn't know if it was a girl or a boy. Then they're there and they're yours. And it's such a special like time as a couple too, because you're in such a vulnerable state as a new mom. And I just feel like Kyle, of everything, just is the absolute best dad. And he is a great husband to a new mother. And he just really shines during that time. And he, you know, just all of our little things that we do, like he goes down to the cafeteria and like gets all of our food. And then, you know, the kids will come and visit and then our family comes in. There's just like nothing like those few days in the hospital. We were calling our insurance company and being like, how much does it cost to stay one more day? Like, we just wanted to, I like did not want to leave. It was just so, I don't know why I love staying in the hospital so much. So many people hate it, but I just love that. And that's one of my favorite three moments. Since we've gotten married. I agree with you, though. There's so many like regular days that are memorable. When you're just in the regular swing of things, you know, Ford's in kindergarten and Shepherd's in junior kindergarten, and Sunday is in a 2-day program for half a day, but it's looking like we may have to pull her out because she don't like it.
She's raising hell.
And she's a princess, so.
I love our family dinners, too.
Yes, I agree with that.
Those are something I really just enjoy.
Yeah, so a lot of moments since we got married that we enjoy. We really love our life, and we say that all the time. We're always just like, we are so blessed, and it's just such a great season. We say that all the time. Okay, advice on how to keep each other the top priority as a top priority with the chaos of young kids.
You know, You won't, and sometimes you can't, and that's okay. We had like Ford, and then you see all the stuff on social media. You need one date night a week with your spouse. It's a non-negotiable, and that's great in theory, but when you have multiple kids and work and just other life stuff that comes up, you know, I think that's hard to do, so I think it's important to just. And that's why I cherish these mornings when it's just me and Mal. It's such a simple check-in. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I love you. You know, we got this. Let's roll. Even just if it's a few minutes. So I think little things like that. And that's why I cherish and love date night so much. We don't have time to do a lot of them. So it's fun to get dressed up and go out. And
the more kids you have, the more tough the logistics get.
Yeah.
It's hard to find, you know, someone that is available late night, and it's hard to, it's also like you want to enjoy it, because sometimes it's like people hear these things that you're supposed to do and then they feel like added stress in an already stressful time. So we were trying to do one date night a week, and I think it was when Sunday was first born, and we were doing one date night a week, and it was going great. And then like we hit a really busy season, and we were just like, this is adding more stress, like trying to do this every single week. And so we backed it off to maybe like every other week or something, and it worked better for us. So I think you have to find what works for you. But, you know, Kyle is really good about when we do get disconnected, because you will, because you're so distracted when you have multiple children and work. When we do get disconnected, to try and like bring us back quickly. And one person in the relationship, if not both, need to be like that, or else you're going to be like passing ships in the night through all the young children years. And we just don't want to be like that. Our relationship's really important. And I believe that you know, your marriage should make you happy, and the person that you marry should make you a better person, and it should add to your life. It should definitely not be a stressor to your life, which is why I think it's important to choose the right partner.
And something that I've held on to on one of the morning shows may have been Hoda that said, you know, I wake up in the morning and I make the choice to love this person. I'm just going to love you today. And I think that's important, because some days it's hard. You know, it's like if you're in a fight or something, it's like, but you just, and I think too, in raising children, I was lucky enough to have both my parents, and they kept our home a safe place. I grew up in a safe environment. I think that's big too. It's one of the greatest gifts you can give your children, is just seeing their parents
happy,
flirting and
loving,
happy,
loving
and just,
each other.
Yeah, loving on each other, and that I think that's very, very important.
Yes, I agree. Kyle's always like, Ford, and he'll be like, like kiss me or something like that, and they're all kind of like, eh. Or but then Sunday will like join in and try and kiss us, and you know, I just think that kids do, they clearly remember everything in their life, because they'll remind you of something that they remember from 2 years ago. So it's like, you think they don't remember the times that you're fighting in front of them? They probably do, and they also remember the times where you're connected and you love each other. It's their only model in the home of a relationship. So let it be as healthy of one as it can be in their presence, I think. That's good advice. Advocating for your health and the care you personally need and deserve in today's one-size-fits-all healthcare system feels impossible, right? Well, I'm here to tell you about something that has helped a lot of people live their best lives. 23andMe Plus Total Health is a longevity platform that helps you be proactive about your health and create a health plan that's unique to you. Knowing I have direct access to clinicians trained in genetics to help me build a tailored preventative health plan just puts my mind at ease. Trust me, it will give you a peace of mind to be proactive and take charge of the trajectory of your health. It did that for me. Advocate for your health today. Go to 23andme.com/livingfully to receive a limited time offer. That's 23andme.com/livingfully. Total Health membership includes services initiated and performed by third-party clinicians and lab providers through the 23andMe platform. Additional terms and conditions also apply. See 23andme.com to learn more. Total Health membership not available to residents of Hawaii, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, and the U.S. territories. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe for original, handmade, and absolutely remarkable things. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. Here's a few of my favorite things that I found on their site recently. I recently bought the Grand Harvest Basket for when I cut flowers in my garden. It's so cute and unique, and I've been looking for something like that for a long time. Also, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids, to hits for everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not just the same old selections you can find just anywhere. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/livingfully. That's uncommongoods.com/livingfully for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer, Uncommon Goods. We are all out of the ordinary. As a woman, we all know what it's like to be on a hormonal roller coaster. I certainly know personally what it's like, the cravings, the ups and downs, and all the things that come with it. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier by creating supplements with science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Adaptogens help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. This isn't only for women, though, going through big things like menopause. Women with any symptom of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopausal symptoms that can put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes, night sweats, low mood, poor sleep, and feeling tired all the time. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. Lastly, it's not just a supplement, it's a phenomenon. There's a huge rave about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code LIVINGFULLY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code LIVINGFULLY for 15% off today.
How have kids changed our marriage? I think that kids add so much richness to a relationship if you're already on the same page about values and the way that you want to raise your kids. I feel a lot of people don't talk through really big fundamental things within their relationships, and especially about raising kids. And sometimes you won't know until you get in it, like what kind of parent you're going to be or how you're going to discipline. But there are big fundamental things like faith. Are we a family that's going to go to church every Sunday? What religion are we going to be? Are you going to be one? Am I going to be another? Like, that's a really big thing. If you've got someone that's really, really in their faith and they're like, we're going to church every Sunday, and you have a person that you're marrying that's like, that's not a priority to me, that's going to be a huge source of contention between you when you have children, because there's just more skin in the game. And things like discipline or school or, you know, health, just different things like that. It's really important to see what you can flesh out and be on the same page about beforehand, because Kyle and I are really, really aligned on most everything with raising kids. And if there's something that we're not completely aligned on, we see each other's point of view. And I think that that's important. But I think that if you can be on the same page, that kids can add a lot of richness to your marriage and your family life, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some basic fundamentals you got to be on the same page on. But to be honest, a lot of that stuff's going to pop up after you have children.
Yeah.
And that's just a reality of it, and you'll figure it out then, and that's okay. But I do think having been on the same page with things like church, or, you know, how we're going to do this, school, or, you know, just some bigger things, it's helpful.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't. My dad was Catholic, my mom was Baptist, so we go with mom's church sometimes and dad's church sometimes. So there's always ways to make it work. But yeah, I think a lot of stuff pops up after you have kids.
Yeah. The transition from no kids to one kids to several kids, do you feel that there was one that was harder, or more one that like rocked the boat more?
What, having your first child, I would say, I hate to use the word, it's not the hardest.
It's the biggest shakeup.
It's the biggest shift, because now you have a child. You're not going to be able to do some of the things you want to do. I guess you still could. But it just, your life is different. And I will always cherish and remember that feeling when we were about to have Ford and Mallory had a C-section. And so as the husband, and when your wife's having a child or in labor, that's where the husband and man is at his most useless. There is nothing you can do. There is nothing you can do to help with, other than just stay out of the way and be obedient and do what you're asked. Mm-hmm. So you feel helpless. But when she's back there in the C-section, there's about a 5-10 minute period. They sit you in a chair and you're out in the hall and nobody's there. And you know, for that, it just hit me. It's like, you know, life is changing. You're bringing somebody into this world who didn't ask to come into this world, and just everything's changing, and it's great, and it's scary, and it's a feeling I always remember and love.
That's sweet.
But hell, I forgot the question.
That was a good answer to it. It was talking about going from no kids to a lot of kids to.
Oh hell! If you can do one,
you can do multiples.
You can do two. You know, and that's boring. I understand there's complications with pregnancy and health with children and all that. So everybody's situation's different. We've been blessed with healthy children. Thank God. And so it's just, one would probably be the biggest shift. Because if you do one, you can do two. If you can.
Yeah. I don't remember any of the multiple additions being a shakeup. Ford, it's like he never knew a life without Shepherd. And I almost think two kids is easier than one kid, in my opinion, because they really have each other. Like, Ford and Shepherd interact and play with each other constantly. Anytime I see somebody that, like, their child is 3.5 or 4 and they don't have a sibling yet, and they're like, gosh, I'm so worn out by them. And I'm just like, I realize, like, they play and interact all day long. The adult has to be the playmate, whereas you have a built-in playmate, and Ford and Shepherd are thick as thieves. So I think two is easier.
Yeah, and I think where a lot of people would probably draw the line, I've got a younger sister, Danielle. Two, I think the work dynamic of the parents. Two, you can kind of do. Now, once you start getting into three, that's a lot of child care. That's a lot of, you have both parents working kind of a traditional hours. I think anything more than two, it would probably be a little dicey. But to each their own. We're so blessed to be able to have our fourth kid, but four is enough.
Four is our number.
Yeah.
We've always felt like that. We've always been on the same page with that too, like strongly. We just didn't feel done at three, and we do not want five. So we knew like four is our number.
I feel like you learn about your partner too, the more kids you have, because you could start like, I want all these kids, and then you have one or two, and it's like.
Yeah, everybody says all right, that. When they have one child, they're like, I'm a five-kid family. I'm going to have six kids. And yeah. I'm like, you ain't going to have six kids.
Kids are a lot. They're expensive. You learn a lot about yourself. It's stressful sometimes. I mean, anybody that has children knows all this. And I would never listen to any advice from people that don't have children about children.
Just
won't do it.
Yeah, that is good advice.
And then there's some good points, you know, but I always take it with a grain of salt. It's like I see so many younger kids in their 20s getting these life coaches. Mm-hmm. And the life coach is in their 20s. First of all, why would you take it? Like, that's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
Or a business consultant who's only business, is consulting. Yeah. It's like, wait, what? I don't understand. Like, I want to hear from somebody that maybe started six businesses and failed five of them. You know, give me somebody that's been in the game, either that has been successful or has failed, that has at least been, you know, in it.
I agree.
That's
with
my tangent.
I agree with that.
Next question.
Being on the same team and navigating through hard times. That wasn't what I would just say.
Not really, but you know, we're still figuring it out. Like we're still learning too and navigating this as we go. It's like I'll get a few DMs like, you're such a great parent. It's like, lady, I don't really know what I'm doing. And these kids could turn out to be serial killers. So let's not crown us just yet. We're still figuring out like everybody else.
Yeah. I think that it is the loudest generation of parenting advice that we have ever had. As we are parenting, if you guys are in the same phase as us and parenting young kids. And I think that it's very important to know your own parenting thoughts before you open your Instagram. And if your algorithm is all parenting thoughts, that is invasive to your parenting. I constantly question myself on the education front. And I'm like, are they in school too much? Is school too much? And Kyle's always like, we went to school. You just have to go to school. And I'm like, no, you actually don't. All these, because my feed is all homeschooling parents who are telling me all the bad things about sending kids to conventional school. And I'm just like, I see it every single day. And so it changes my mind about things. And so I think it's really important to think your own thoughts before you have someone else telling you what your thoughts are. And it's great to have information and education. It's great that social media is a tool for community and for, you know, new data and new ways to parent and stuff. But it's also a forum for people with a bunch of opinions that they're probably going to change in 3 years. So, like, don't adopt someone else's opinion into your parenting strategy before even thinking, is this something that I want to do or not? Because chances are they're going to learn something else and change their mind because they're telling you how to parent when they've got a current 2.5-year-old. So I just think that do what feels right to you. And when you're seeking answers of the direction to go with a parenting decision, maybe seek the answers within yourself and then seek out the education or the people who are talking about that have already been through it instead of like reels.
Yeah. And all the parenting things on social media, I feel like to me, and I tell Mal this all the time, there's been so many great, good, kind, genuine people that were raised without all of this,
mm-hmm.
without all of this stuff you see, without people preaching this or that. So one, don't worry. Now I do think it's advantageous. There's a lot of things I've seen, like activities for kids and things that help them progress. And I just think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But some of it is just like, you're going to create this inner dialogue an inner turmoil just from overloading on how you should parent from what a stranger said on the internet. Mm-hmm. And some of the best stuff that I connect to are kind of these older parents. And I'd have to look because it's been helpful for me, that have raised kids and that their kids are young adults and they don't explain what they did from a, you should do this, you should do that. They say, we tried this, we found this kind of helped.
Yeah.
Or this didn't work for us. And every kid's different too.
Yeah.
You know, what you, especially boys and girls and, you know, shepherd, for instance, doesn't.
Shepherd doesn't sleep.
Shepherd doesn't really respond to gentle parenting.
No, he doesn't.
So that, oh, the gentle parenting, you know, we're going to give Braylon 19 chances to quit yelling here in Walmart. And it's just like, I'm not going to do that. If my kid's yelling in church, I'm going to jack his ass out of there. And poor Mal gets on to me. He's like, we're in church. And I'm like,
well, yeah, because sometimes you like say cuss words under your breath as you're walking out. And I'm just like, don't say a cuss word in church while you're taking our child out.
So, well, I think the safest place to drag mercy. Your kid's ass out of there is in your church. Your church is a safe spot. So, you know, some kids need their asses dragged out of church. Mm-hmm. But I don't think a lot of people, really anybody, have the answers. I think it's just, it goes back to having a foundation with your partner, to us in our faith, and kind of just the kids we want to raise, kind kids.
Yeah.
Sweet kids that bring value to this world in one way or another.
Yeah.
Whatever that's going to look like for them.
Yes.
So we can teach them how to run businesses. We can teach them how to, we can do all this,
mm-hmm.
but the kindness and faith, and showing love to their partner, I feel like, which we've learned from our parents and grandparents and all of that stuff. And if you weren't lucky enough to have that, then it starts with you. You know,
you are the first.
Yeah,
you're
the first
to
start. You are the
trunk of your family tree.
Right.
That's what I always say. People want to count themselves out because they say, I didn't have a family like that. Well, I'm like, great. That's an example of how you don't want to be. I hate it that you didn't have a family like that. I wish everyone had a family like that. But if you didn't, you be the generation that changes that. And, you know.
And you're not going to have all the answers, but most people know right and wrong.
Yes.
And how to treat people. Agreed. It's not something you're going to find on the internet. Mm-hmm. Or you have to Google.
Agreed. Okay. There's two more questions. How has our relationship evolved over the past decade plus?
I don't know. I just think you kind of know what works. Mm-hmm. You know, with your kids, I mean, that's our focus. I think when you have children, you're more invested in them and as opposed to growing and restructuring and mm-hmm. really honing in on your relationship. And I think indirectly your relationship does grow with kids in a weird way.
I think also our relationship in the past over 10 years, we have balanced and rebalanced our like work family load and the load that we personally take on within our marriage and within our family. Whenever we first got together, Kyle was working more than I did. He had a big business. Then he kind of transitioned to helping me more as my business started to grow. Then when my business really took off and then we had young kids, he transitioned into, okay, well, I will be the childcare and you grow this. I think that our relationship has evolved a lot in the roles. And I think that that is really a testament to us choosing what's best for our family and not being rigid in, I'm going to be the person that does this. And I really admire that in you because I think it's hard for a lot of men to step out and be like, okay, I'm not going to be in the workforce while my kids are young. I think it's easier for women to do that. And you have done such an excellent job at that.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're all set for the party. I've trimmed the tree, hung the mistletoe, and paired all those weird-shaped knives and forks with the appropriate cheeses. And I plugged in the Bartesian.
Bartesian?
It's a home cocktail maker that makes over 60 premium cocktails, plus a whole lot of seasonal favorites, too. I just got it for 50 off. So, how about a Klosmopolitan or a mistletoe margarita?
I'm thirsty.
Watch. I just pop in a capsule, choose my strength, and...
Wow, it's beginning to feel more seasonal in here already.
If your holiday party doesn't have a bartender, then you become the bartender. Unless you've got a Bartesian, because Bartesian crafts every cocktail perfectly in as little as 30 seconds. And I just got it for $50 off.
Tis the season to be jollier.
Add some holiday flavor to every celebration with the sleek, sophisticated home cocktail maker, Bartesian. Get $50 off any cocktail maker at bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
And
Thank you, but I'm still learning. It's the hardest
it's a hard job
I've ever had. I would struggle with that if I didn't do my parking company.
Yes.
I would, but since I did that and kind of done it, and then you and I working together on the first phase of your business.
Yeah.
I was the first employee Mal fired. Now she's hired.
He didn't get fired.
Smart, intelligent group of women, and they have taken off with it. So
he didn't get fired. He got another role within the company, which was childcare.
And that's a hard role.
And that's the hardest role.
As a guy, we have less patience, or I do. You know, we're not a mother. We can nurture, but it's
not as innate,
you work at
you're
it.
Saying?
Yes,
yeah.
But
you're
it's pretty dang
good at it.
It's rewarding, and I know when I'm a lot older, I'll look back and cherish this. So,
yeah.
And I love being able to see my kids every day.
That is a gift. Okay, and I think too, our relationship, like we said before, it has evolved because it wasn't always peaceful. Like Kyle said, there was a lot of like chaos in the beginning, and you know that was due to a lot of circumstances, but our relationship has become very grown up and peace filled and just grounded in just a genuine love for each other and, you know, want for this relationship to be good all the time. We work for that and we fight for that, and we if it's going in a bad direction, we re-steer the ship. And I love it that we both are committed to that. And I think that that's something that as we've matured, our relationship has matured. And that is a big change in our relationship in the last 10 plus years.
I agree. And I think we kind of know what each other need at certain times. You know, like if this or that, or if work's busy, you kind of know how to come in and, hey, you need to go do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just go do your thing. You've been stressed, this or that. And then Mal with me, it's like, okay, I'm going to go get some wings tonight. It's been a rough day. It's like, cool, go. You just learn how to operate to where you can be the best for your husband or wife and for your children. And that all goes back to kind of knowing what you need when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
When you know stuff's starting to build up, it's like, okay, I can sense. I'm feeling kind of starting to get on my nerves for that. I need to take a break. Go for whatever it is.
Yeah.
And your partner compliments that. Cool.
Yeah.
Go. We'll see you when you get back.
And I think, too,
that helps
with conflict resolution. Instead of just, you know, waiting for it to pass or brushing it under the rug, we really, you know, we can communicate very well as a couple. And Kyle always says something that he heard before. It's like, you can either be right about the thing or right with the person. And he's like, I'm always going to choose to be right with the person. And even if I don't necessarily agree with the thing, it's like, agree to disagree. But like, do you really want to die on that hill? Like, no, that creates a tumultuous home. And I think that that is good advice.
And I'm usually always right about the thing, but I choose to be right with the person.
No, he is not.
But it's cool. Now, Mal, conflict resolution. Mal likes to nip it in the bud right then and there. I usually like to take a little time, would you say, and come back around to it.
Yeah, you need more time to think about things. I think
just
it's
like,
also
just let me sleep on it.
Being in recovery in my mind, I have no other outlet. I can't blow off steam in any other way.
Right.
So I have this heightened sense of urgency because I've got to get this out of my head and I've got to get this out of my body and I've got to get it out of my home because, like, I can't drown it out with a half a bottle of wine or wings and a beer at Corner Pub. Like, I think.
Now, I don't go and hit the bottle every time we have an argument and make it sound like I'm the drunk seller over here. I'm just saying she likes to do it right then and there. And I don't mind just kind of sleeping on because we're going to be married for 100 years. I'm going to find her in the next life and we'll do it again. So I'm not worried about getting it solved right then and there. Like, just let me get my thoughts together. Let me sleep on it. And then we'll hash out tomorrow and move on. Mm-hmm. The sky isn't falling. The problem's going to get solved. So that's where I'm at on it. Now, the wings and a beer do help.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. It's been over 10 years since I've remembered how that was.
Now, you still eat some wings. Though.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so last question. Ending on the future. What are you most excited for in the future of our relationship and growing old together?
I just like when we spend time together, so that I'm excited to see our children grow, to see their interests, to see little peckerhead friends they have come over and just have a good time. Like, I just, I think that's a exciting, fun time of life I get to navigate with my wife. I hate all the social media. You only get 18 Christmases with your children, or all this stuff.
How many times have you seen, like, Gary and Lisa in the past two months?
Yeah, it's like, no, that's not right.
You get more
that's
time
not
than
true.
That.
Quit pushing that stuff. That's just not the reality. I'm excited. I love the season now. I love our kids when they're little. I love it. I'm going to love it when they get older.
I agree with you. I am more nervous about the older kid phase. Kyle is really excited about the older kid phase, which I love that he is excited. I worry about it because I sometimes feel like I just got my own self straightened out. And then, like, we're about to have a whole load of problems that we have to help, you know, a whole, like, crop of kids figure out. It makes me nervous because I just want to do a good job. I worry constantly every single day that I'm not a great parent. And I feel like it counts a lot when your kids are older. So I just, like, hope I can do a good enough job. That is something that, like, I think about. But, like, our relationship and marriage, you know, when we were dating and first got married for the 1 month that we weren't pregnant, we did not have the means to travel and go and do and have these, like, amazing experiences. We had some killer vacations and, you know, here and there. But, like, it's not like we could do a European tour. We couldn't afford to do a European tour or something like that. So I personally, because we had kids so quickly after we got married and because Kyle was working so much before we got married and then I was building my business, I'm excited for, you know, once we're going to be pretty old by the time our kids are all gone. But, like, once we're able to enjoy that phase of life, I feel like it's like the first time we're going to get to do a lot of that stuff because we had kids so fast.
Yeah. And I can't wait to do things with our kids. Like, I cannot wait to bring Sunday on a little vacation.
He's always telling her that he's going to take her to New York City and they're going to have tea at the Plaza.
Yeah. Like, on, so yeah, just some, and to have some one-on-ones with the boys. I remember vacation. We went to Gatlinburg with my parents and we were hiked with my dad and mom. And, I'm looking forward to it. There is a little fear there because we've had ups and downs in our life and you want to shield your kids from that. But I don't know. I just also have faith too.
Yeah.
That God will kind of keep us in a bubble.
Yeah. And we've always felt like we have a very blessed life and the hand of God has been in our businesses, has been with our children, in our, you know, the children that he's chosen for us in our relationship. And we just feel like that is undeniable for us. And so it would be silly of us, based on the proof in the pudding, that wouldn't be there for us in the next phase of life. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. And I hope that we are healthy for a really long time and we live, you know, happy, healthy lives, because I've loved all the phases, dating, early married, one child, two child, three child, children, soon to be four children. And I know that the growing old phase while it comes with challenges, will also bring so much new joy. We've loved every phase. And I've honestly been surprised at how much I've loved some of the phases that I didn't expect to love as much. So, yeah, I'm excited to see that. So,
me too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for coming on my podcast today.
You're welcome.
So, thank you guys for listening to this Living Fully podcast. As we started this business, you guys probably can remember Kyle and I early on in our very first vlogs. We have loved sharing our relationship and our marriage and growing our family and everything from the ups and downs and all arounds. And so we just love it that you guys continue to want this from us, because we really love sharing it with you. So give this podcast a review if you liked it, and tune in 2 weeks for a new episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Living Fully podcast, and we'll see you soon.
And good luck to all the newlyweds and new parents out there.
Yeah, that's a good one to end on. Hey friend, if you're loving the show, I'd love to hear from you. Head to your podcast app, scroll down to where it says ratings and reviews, and share your thoughts well with a rating and review. Your words might be just what the next person needs to tune in and start living fully today.